Jam Inc. proudly presents In Your Ear, another installment of our continuing live performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio, compiled from our 9-year archive of house style concerts recorded at Richmond's In Your Ear Studio A. I'm your host, Tim Timberlake. Glad you're with us for this exceptional hour that just might set aside some stereotypes you might have about the banjo. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated, for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments like Hohner accordions. Hohner, with their world headquarters right here in the Richmond area, returning as In Your Ear's presenting radio sponsor this season. Enjoy music, play Hohner, online at HohnerUSA.com. Over the years, Jam Inc. has been fortunate to host a good number of artists who typically play in venues and for audiences much larger than our capacity of 80 recording studio. A shining example of that came recently as banjo virtuoso, bandleader, and music business magnate Allison Brown breezed through town for an intimate soiree in Studio A with husband bass player Compass Records co-founder Gary West, savvy percussionist Brian Lawrence, and piano man Tyson Rogers. It would be an engaging offering of the banjo's many voices, most of them far from the traditional boundaries of bluegrass. Allison grew up in California and got into the music with prodigious peer Stuart Duncan. Hers was not the normal, rural, deep woods musical springboard. No, Allison would honor family convention and become an investment banker with a Harvard MBA, but only long enough for the banjo to cast its inescapable spell. She'll shed some more light on her impressively crooked road as we share the full hour with the Allison Brown Quartet, recorded live in Studio A. This is In Your Ear.
Hello, Cleveland. Well, we're glad to be back in Richmond. It's great to see all you guys. We're going to start off with a tune that was, the title of which is inspired by a Ray Bradbury story, and it's one that I wrote on a kind of early fall evening in Nashville a couple years ago, kind of appropriate for this time of year. It's called The Sound of Summer Running.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, it's always a treat to get to play banjo in a state where the banjo has such a profound history. I come from California, and the history of bluegrass music probably doesn't run as deep as it does around here in Virginia. I fell in love with the banjo when I was about 10 years old, and I heard Earl Scruggs' Foggy Mountain Banjo record, and my dad made a tape of it for me and labeled it hillbilly music. And I've been smitten ever since. Although as I've kind of gone along with the banjo, I've found that it has a lot of different voices beyond that which kind of makes you either want to rob a bank or engage in a high-speed car chase. And so we'll try to play a variety of music for you tonight, some of which hopefully will make you feel very mellow, and some of which might make you want to rob a bank. So you kind of get the spectrum of the emotional experience of the five-string banjo. We're going to play a tune now that is kind of one of the gentle tunes. And this is one that, if the Weather Channel still played music, we would like them to play this song. And so we've got kind of projecting positive energy into the universe. We decided to name this one Rain or Shine. Thank you. you. How's everybody doing so far? So do we have any Doc Watson fans here tonight? All right, me too. I heard Doc Watson play when I was about 10 years old out at San Diego State when I was growing up. And actually, Stuart Duncan, who you may know, great fiddle player, his band, he had a band at the time that was called Pain in the Grass. And his band was opening for Doc, so he invited me to go along. And so I got to see the master close up, and it really inspired me to work on my flat picking. So you have to fast forward about 10 years, and I was actually an investment banker working in San Francisco. My parents had always really encouraged me to think of banjo as an excellent avocation to talk about when I was at cocktail parties, hopefully as a doctor. And when the pre-med thing didn't work out, then investment banker kind of seemed like a good bet. So I actually spent several years refunding tax-exempt bond issues. It is exciting, isn't it? Do we have any investment bankers here tonight? No one who cares to admit it? One brave soul there. So you know what I'm talking about. So I had this habit of sneaking my copy of Bluegrass Unlimited magazine into the office in my briefcase, and I would sit with it hidden inside the bond buyer. So it looked like I was reading about interest rates and bond refundings, but really I was reading about bluegrass and dreaming about what it would be like to get to play bluegrass music with people whose parents and grandparents had created the music. And pretty much my knowledge of bluegrass was what I had gleaned from the pages of this magazine. Growing up in California, of course, bluegrass music includes the Eagles and lots of other stuff. So I had a lot to learn, and I learned a lot from that magazine. And actually, after one too many days of sitting at my desk reading about bluegrass, I decided to quit my day job and got a chance to join Alison Krauss in Union Station. And my parents were really happy about that. But it was great for me. It was kind of living the bluegrass dream, getting to drive down the road and see signs that said Pike County and Cumberland Gap and all those great songs that I learned, you know, growing up as a banjo player. There it was, you know, kind of the terroir, I guess, as it were, for the music. And one of the places we went was Deep Gap, North Carolina, which is kind of how this relates to Doc Watson. So getting to actually see his hometown up there in the Black Mountains was incredibly cool. And I decided to try to write a tune in the Doc Watson style. And we will render it for you now. It's called Deep Gap. Thank you. not too long after I quit my day job. It was a very cool letter that arrived on Johnson Space Center letterhead. And the letter said, Dear Allison, I've never written a fan letter before, but I like your music a lot and I take your records with me to work. And it turned out that the author of this letter worked on the space shuttle and she was an astronaut. And she'd actually flown our music on the space shuttle on 3 separate shuttle missions. Cool, right? So I was actually Spock in the Star Trek club in high school. You can imagine how popular I was. But my inner Vulcan was really so delighted to receive this letter. And I sat down with my guitar and I wrote a tune for Marcia Ivins, who's the astronaut that wrote to us. And we recorded it, and then NASA used it as wake-up music for her crew when she flew up to the Mir space station. So that was really awesome. And then, but even the best part was that when the crew got back to Earth, we got this wonderful videotape, and it was shot from the window of the space shuttle looking down on Earth. So you can see Earth in orbit below and hear Mission Control talking to the astronauts. You hear your tune being broadcast. And then Mission Control comes on and says, "Good morning, astronauts. It's time to wake up." And the astronauts say, "Oh, come on, 5 more minutes." They do. They edit that out on CNN, but it's really there. And then they say, "Come on, y'all have to get up now." And they're like, "Okay." So the best part about the whole thing really was showing that videotape to my mom and dad, and then that whole investment banking thing was pretty much forgiven at that point. So we'll play a little bit of NASA wake-up music for you guys right now. This is a tune called My Favorite Marcia.
Thank you.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio, and you're in the middle of our full hour this week spent in the good company of the Allison Brown Quartet. And we'll get back to the music and a tribute to the great Earl Scruggs in just a few minutes. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated, makers of quality musical instruments, including marine band harmonicas. Enjoy music. Play Hohner online at HohnerUSA.com. Jam Inc. is a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with the mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. All our visiting artists make at least one in-school appearance, and each year Jam Inc. coordinates the school outreach program for October's Riverside Spectacular, the Richmond Folk Festival. We stage our live concerts here in Studio A every month, except during the summer. And if you've never been with us for one of these intimate listening experiences, preceded by a tasty and varied potluck buffet, you are encouraged to take a look at our upcoming events on the website, and that's jaminc.org. We're in the middle of playback of a big night for us in early November of 2013, featuring the five-string artistry of Allison Brown and her quartet. We'll start this set with a great instrumental cover of a 70s Orleans hit you'll probably recognize. This is In Your Ear.
We're going to get Tyson to play a tune from his record right now. Do we have any Floyd Kramer fans here today? Oh, you all are going to love this tune. So it's from his record, Tyson Plays Floyd. And it's called Last Date. So we're going to play a tune for you that I wrote with Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall in mind. Do we have any Daryl Anger, Mike Marshall fans? Those guys can really play. I love playing with Daryl and Mike, and so I wrote this tune thinking that we would, we could play it together as a trio. We recorded it on Fairweather So, but Tyson said, hey, no problem, Allison. I'll work it up on the melodica. And Brian said, well, that's cool. I can play like Mike Marshall on the wood blocks. So we're going to do a version of this tune. Now, it's going to take you a little bit away from Appalachia and probably bring you back to the west coast of Ireland. Because it went from sounding like a bluegrass tune to sounding like an Irish hornpipe. So we hope you enjoy it. And this is always the part where I have to tune to the melodica. Don't want to be out of tune with the melodica. Well, I mentioned that I love Earl Scruggs, and we'll play a tune that he really brought into the bluegrass canon with his version of it. It's a tune called Sally Ann. Thank you. Thank you very much. We really do appreciate that. It's been great playing for you guys. I'll play a couple of tunes on the banjo. Just solo banjo. I know if the sound guy's doing his job, the banjo's been covered up all night by everything else, and you're probably wondering, what does that thing sound like? It's shiny and round, but what does it sound like? I'll play a couple of tunes that Stephen Foster wrote, America's first great pop songwriter. And then maybe one that John Hartford wrote. I bet we have some John Hartford fans here. I can tell we have one right here. Compass Records actually, we have a studio at Compass Records in Nashville, and it's actually the studio where the outlaw movement started. But even cooler than that, it's the studio where John recorded Steam-Powered Aeroplane. Isn't that cool? So we think about John a lot. So here's a medley of tunes for Stephen and John.
This is In Your Ear, and you've spent the full hour this week with banjo's golden girl, Allison Brown, and the Allison Brown Quartet, with her musical and life partner, Gary West, on bass, Tyson Rogers on our studio at Grand Piano and Melodica, and Brian Lawrence on percussion. Her latest album is The Company You Keep, of course, on Compass Records. You can also look for her appearing with the Cajun band Beau Soleil in the PBS series Bluegrass Underground. More on all this at compassrecords.com/Allison Brown, and that's Allison with one L. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Cedar Creek, a Virginia company fashioning custom cases for fine musical instruments. Cedar Creek, building tradition one case at a time. Online at cedarcreekcases.com. By Digital Video Group, supplying broadcast and production equipment and services to television stations, production houses, Fortune 500 companies, educational and government agencies. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. And, of course, by Hohner Incorporated, for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments, including Sonar drums and percussion. Enjoy music. Play Hohner online at HohnerUSA.com. Our Live in Your Ear studio concert series is made possible in part through a generous grant from Will and Molly Perkinson in support of the rich acoustic music scene in our community. Hotel accommodations for our visiting artists are generously provided by the Hilton Garden Inn at 5th and Broad in downtown Richmond and the Hampton Inn West on Cox Road in Innsbruck. Studio A performances are recorded and mixed for Jam Inc. by Carlos Chafin and Andrea Steffel at Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording downtown in Chaco Bottom. Learn about their courses on modern recording techniques online at loeb.com. Our theme music is by the Bee Eaters. Thanks for tuning us in this week, and thanks to all the folks at 88.9 WCVE for the airtime. If you've missed any of our past shows, or if you'd like to hear any of them again, you can listen online at ideastations.org/IYE. For all of us at Jam Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.